show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Hello, welcome to another Wicked Wednesday with Cliffo and Gabby.
Wicked Wednesday. What's so wicked about it?
Nothing.
You're just thinking about Wicked Wings, aren't you?
I'm thinking about KFC Wicked Wings. You know me too goddamn well. Hey, it's a big show. So Gabby's nan has turned 100 and she is partying!
Woo! Three parties and counting so far, and there's another one happening this weekend. Has she got a special guest at the latest party?
We'll highlight who that special guest is. Yeah. You have no idea how much enjoyment I get out of talking about your nan's 100th and playing DMX. This.
I love it.
She'd be like, what is this noise? What's this racket?
What is this rap? today as well, we talked about your kids climbing stuff they shouldn't, people changing their wedding dress super close to the date, another Where Are They Now, and we crossed live to the US as well, to the state of Virginia, to find out just what the hell is going on with this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard mess.
Yeah, when are we going to hear a verdict?
Such a mess. Mm. But hang about, it's all coming up on the pod. Big love to Gabby's nan, celebrating her 100th birthday.
Oh, yeah. Been dancing to this for days.
Yeah, soft man.
My nana did turn 100 on Sunday, was her actual birthday. She had a big party on Saturday that I was meant to be at, but, you know, COVID.
So didn't.
Daytime party. It was a midday party at the pub. It was at the pub.
100th are usually, 100th are usually daytime parties.
Yeah, and the Saturday party, so I've recently found out there's multiple parties in line for Nana. Saturday's party was for immediate family because Nana had 13 kids.
Yeah.
A lot of them had kids. Some of them have kids and some of them have kids. There's a lot of us.
Yeah.
So it was just for family on Saturday. Yesterday.
Which, by the way, filled up the whole pub.
100% it did. They booked out the entire function space. Yesterday, Nana had another party. This one was for friends. And I get the irony of a 100-year-old woman still having friends. But she does, like, from church and the community, and she's still a pillar of my small town that I'm from.
Fantastic how
she has some fabulous friends. Hmm. So she had the party with friends, but not only that, they had the official happenings at this party. So they had all the dignitaries, like they had the local mayor and they had the local member for parliament, and they had...
So they all came.
They all came. They had the archbishop.
Good.
I don't know, one
Someone
of the leaders of the church.
In the church.
Yeah.
Someone who you don't want to swear in front of.
So they had all these dignitaries and they had these like beautiful certificates to present her with for achieving 100 years on this earth. And then they also had the Canberra Raiders NRL mascot, Victor the Viking.
The actual guy you see running around on the sidelines at Canberra home games.
He was there for Nan's party and he even put a post up on the official the Canberra Raiders Victor the Viking Facebook page saying the year was 1922. The Raiders were not even thought of.
Wow.
Rugby league was only 14 years old and a lady by the name of Magdalene was born. And he went on to say how special it was, and I didn't know this either, but then he said in his little spiel that she even got a call from Ricky Stewart himself, the coach of the Canberra Raiders, because she constantly sits there yelling at the TV when the Raiders are playing. And do you know what she yells? Poor Ricky. If they do anything wrong, it's poor Ricky.
You know, isn't it kind of sad for like whoever is the local member for parliament there? Like whoever's the mayor, like they've worked their whole life in public service for moments like this.
Yeah.
And they're shown up by a phone call by Ricky Stewart and Victor the Viking.
I know. The Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard defamation trial wrapped up on Friday, but the jury is still deliberating as we speak. To hear more about it, we actually have Tim Lester, a Channel 7 reporter, who is in Virginia right now joining us. How are you, Tim?
I'm well, Gabby. How are you?
Good.
We're great, Tim. Look, it's a long and convoluted kind of story up until this point. Can you just take a minute or so to, I guess, describe to us, how did it get so bad between Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, and why are they actually in court together?
Well, who knows how it got so bad, but their dysfunctional marriage, their really quite terrible marriage they've described in court, is now out in the public. They were together married for just over a year back in 2015, 2016. In 2018, Amber Heard did an opinion piece for the Washington Post saying that she was a survivor of domestic abuse. She didn't mention any names, but Johnny Depp says his career went through the floorboards then and there. In fact, apparently at around that time, he lost a $20 to $30 million US dollar movie deal, wow. Pirates of the Caribbean. And so the two are now suing one another for defamation, claiming the other and their public comments have ruined their careers. And thereafter a combined, roughly $200 million Australian dollars. So it is an enormous defamation stoush between, a couple we knew a while ago as one of Hollywood's most glamorous couples.
The defamation trial ended on Friday with them doing their closing statements. And so now it's up to the jury to deliberate and come up with a decision. How long do you reckon this is going to take for them to actually come back with a black and white deciding?
Gabby, who knows? We've just seen them rise for their second day of deliberation. So, late in the day here in Virginia at the moment, the day is over and they've gone and will come in for a third day tomorrow. Most expect that one way or another it will probably wrap up this week, but already well over 8 hours of deliberations, and they're weighing 6 weeks of evidence from both sides, and in a case that is quite complex, but at the end of the day really does just boil down to who do you believe?
Incredible. So you're there at the Fairfax County Circuit Courthouse in Virginia. What is the atmosphere like there? Like, is it a bit of a circus? Are there fans? Are there a lot of media? Like, what's it actually like on grounds?
Well, today, none. And that's one of the very interesting things, because just last week when the case wrapped up, this was a madhouse. And by and large, for Johnny Depp fans, at least 1,000 just outside the gate that he was entering the court in. Overwhelmingly Johnny Depp fans, a few Amber Heard supporters, people dressed up as Captain Jack Sparrow, young women who brought him flowers, a whole cast of people animated. Today, none of that. It's all tripods, cameras and journalists waiting for the break in a case that's captivated the world. But no one else. And part of that, of course, is Johnny Depp has turned up in the UK playing alongside good mate guitarist Jeff Beck and so isn't here. And I don't think, I think now he's not here, his fans figure, well, nor will we be.
Imagine.
One thing's undeniable, it is an absolute mess. Good luck to the judge, the jury, like trying to make a legal
decision,
like a finding here. It is such a mess, and it feels like there is no winners at the end of the day. But Tim Lester is over there live, Fairfax, Virginia, at the courthouse, where hopefully sooner rather than later we'll get a result in the Heard versus Depp case. Tim Lester, thank you so much for your time.
Good talking.
I've been hooking that I saw what I believe was an illegal activity by a 5, maybe 6-year-old kid at Hungry Jack's the other day. And I've done a quick Google. I can't confirm that it is illegal, but it's definitely frowned upon.
You're going to get done for defamation.
This kid.
I was breaking the law.
This kid, man. He could fall into like other charges, like trespass or something like that for what he did.
Okay.
And what he did was scale the outside of the Hungry Jack's playground. Now, by that, what I mean was I was going through the drive-thru and at my local HJ's, the drive-thru skirts right around
The kids' playground.
And you have to access the playground from the inside of the restaurant. Like,
yes.
You can't get into it from the outside. And at my Hungry Jack's, the playground is like a rocket ship.
Yes.
So it's got like
very cool.
I think a lot of Hungry Jacks might have that.
I think they're all very similar these days.
Yeah. So it's pretty tall. Like, it'd be nearly 2 stories. Like, it's much taller than my house, for example. It'd be nearly 2 stories tall. It's taller than the Hungry Jacks. And it's a rocket ship. And the idea is you get into it, like I say, via the restaurant. And you know, when you got those tall, like, playground equipment things or whatever, you can't fall very far.
No, they design it so that even though you get up high,
yes,
if you were to fall, it would be to a like a platform.
You're going to fall like 2 foot to the next platform.
It's very
safe. So this kid, he's somehow, I don't know, like the only way he could do it was to walk across the drive-thru. He has scaled up to the top of the rocket ship via the outside. And he's standing at the top of it like, look at me, Mum. Look at me. I couldn't see his mum anywhere. But
that's
he's sort of
not safe.
Waving at the cars below and stuff like that. Right? So that's what I'm saying. Kid doing a kind of illegal act. It reminded me of, remember years ago, like in the early noughties, there was that pest that would travel around the world.
Yeah, and climb things.
And he would climb things. Like he'd climb up the outside of Sydney Tower.
Or like the
with
Empire
no ropes
State
or
Building
anything.
Or...
Yeah, no ropes.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the future of that guy.
Like it's like the human Spider-Man type thing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Very illegal. Yeah, he got charged, so the kid was breaking the law. There you go. I was right. So 13, 10, 60, I want to put it out there. What did you climb? Because I was telling Cliff, another mate of mine, and he goes, mate, how's this? I go to daycare the other day, and at his kid's daycare, there's like shade sails. You know, shade sails are held up by like pylons or whatever.
Yeah.
And his kid was climbing up the outside
like
of the pylon.
Shimmying up it.
Like he was about to go and pick a coconut at the top. You know how those guys like scale the tree?
Yeah.
That's what his kid was doing.
All the way up to the top.
He said he was up like 5 or 6 times his height. Like way too high.
Get down.
13, 10,
my heart
60.
Would drop him.
Like it hasn't got to be your kid. What did you see a kid climb and you're just like, oh my God.
Makes me feel very uncomfortable just because like as a kid, that would be the funnest thing in the world.
Yeah.
But as an adult, you know the consequences if they fall and it freaks me out.
Wouldn't you die to have that flexibility? Like, wouldn't you die to have that kind of, I don't know, that energy?
Yeah.
And that, just to be able to do that?
Yeah.
Because even the thought of climbing up the outside of a shade sail tires me out.
Couldn't do it. When I was a kid, 10, I used 60. To, like, sit on top of the monkey bars and I'd do, like, a little backflip off.
I reckon we'd get wilder than that.
I think we'd get wilder than
that. What'd your kid climb? Or what did another kid climb and just got the heart racing? Shouldn't be up there. You're probably breaking the law. 13, 10, 60 on it. Lots coming through because it's scary when your kid climbs something and they've just got no fear. Joe's here. Joe, how are you?
Good, thanks.
Was this your kid or someone else's?
My own child.
Okay, it's always worse when they're yours.
Yeah.
Yes.
What happened?
Okay, so I was at a supermarket shopping. He went missing. So he was there and I couldn't find him anywhere. Next minute, I find him, he's on top of the Coca-Cola cans stacked up high, the cartons, and he was right up on top, which was near the top of the shelf, like literally the top of the shopping shelf.
I mean, yeah, they really just asked for it, haven't they?
They're pretty much steps.
If they're going to make the Coke pyramid, like a kid's just going to see that.
Coke
like,
pyramid.
It's a Coke pyramid. What kid's not going to see that and go, I could scale that? Joe, good one. Thank you.
No worries.
Trish, what did your kid climb?
It wasn't my kid, it was me.
Oh, you're the naughty kid.
Yeah, I was terrible.
What's your scale?
The hay shed roof.
Oh, is this like one
hay
of the...
Hay sheds are super tall.
Yeah, the big hay sheds, yeah.
I'm talking about a huge, big, loosened bale hay shed that my dad used to store the hay in, yes.
Did your parents find you up there and freak out?
Well, my brother was painting it. He was up right at the very top of the hay shed roof, painting it red. So I was about 14 years younger than he was.
Yeah.
So he left the ladder on the skillion. So a ladder's a good thing for a kid to climb.
Yeah.
So I just
up you go.
Ran along with my dad saw me. He got out his old V8 video recorder and he videoed me from the house.
Yes.
And you can see me running along the roof and then going to the top of the peak of the roof.
Yeah.
And my brother found me, realised my dad was, his father as well, was videoing me and said, you better get down, otherwise Dad's going to be really angry.
Nah, Dad's not angry, man.
He's filming.
That's funniest home videos material right there. Dad's loving it. He's going to win the JVC camcorder.
Oh, my kid's on top of the roof. Videos. Hold out, I'm just going to get the camera.
Troy, really quick, because we're running out of time, but what did you climb as a kid?
It wasn't me, it was my nephew.
Oh,
What did he scale?
He climbed the tree and climbed all over the roof and ran full length of the roof.
Who found him? Was it you?
No. It was his grandfather.
And his grandfather was like, while you're up there, can you clean the gutters out, please, sir? Make yourself useful. Let's do this.
Where are they?
This is Cliffo and Gabby's Where Are They Now?
This time around, let's catch up with someone who's been on multiple reality shows, Australian Idol, The X Factor, The Voice. The X Factor probably the most memorable when he joined a boy band. And he joins us right now, Queenslander Trent Bell. How are you?
Really well. I'm talking to you two, aren't I?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Good on you. Flattery will get you everywhere, Trent. I want to play you something that you probably haven't heard for a long time, okay?
Okay.
Listen to this. You got the right stuff. The reason why I sing the song. And that's you there, your boy band heartthrob. That was one of the big live performance that the boy band that was put together on The X Factor, The Collective, did. Go back for us. Tell us your memories about your time on X Factor, starting with how long ago it was.
Wow, X Factor was 2012 for the boy band when they put us together.
10 years ago.
Yeah. Was it?
Yeah, 2012, it's 2022.
Wow. Was it very like One Direction where you all auditioned individually and they kind of went, nah, we're going to put you together as a boy band?
100%. So I thought I was out. Us five fellas, we thought we got kicked out of the show. And then they brought us back on the stage and said, boys, you're going to be working together. We're going to put you in a band. So I was like, this is going to be rad. It was some of the best moments in my entire life.
Wow. Because, of course, I mean, before you guys and The Collective, there was a little band that was put together on The X Factor in the UK called One Direction. Mm. So we know how that went on to be. So tell us about the experience of actually just being on that weekly TV show and you know, working with those guys. And how was it the best time of your life?
Oh, it just had to be the best time of my life. I was just working with four guys I literally just met. We turned into best mates over the next 2 years. The experience was incredible because Ronan Keating, he actually mentored us. He sat us down each week. He saw us for coffee, met us up at our apartment. You think it's all just about producers saying, you're going to sing this, learn this, boys, for next week. But Ronan Keating was actually one hell of a guy and actually put the time and effort into us. He gave us a call after the show as well every few months. These days, I could probably say he doesn't give me a call, but it's all good.
Yeah, well, the winds have changed, the winds of time. Actually, I'm just going to play this, Trent. I got a little bit of him mentoring you. Here we go.
The response for The Collective has been unbelievable, and they haven't let it go to their heads. They kept their heads down. They gave it everything they've got. Yeah! The Collective are pumped and ready to rock.
So this is all about Where Are You Now, and you're not performing with The Collective anymore, Trent. So what happened there? Why did you guys decide to disband and do your solo stuff?
Oh, look, it was a goal and a dream to be signed to a label, and that's where we got to. One of the boys really wanted to be solo. I won't mention names. He wanted to leave.
He was the Justin Timberlake.
Definitely, definitely. He wanted to leave, and then the younger fellas then thought themselves, yeah, like, if you're going to leave, you know, let's just all go our own separate ways. And I did fight for it for a bit because we did have an EP coming out. We did have an Australian tour coming out. But it was just it was crap time, and you can tell I hated the breakup. I just wanted another year from them. But that's the honesty there. But then, look, I'm getting the best gigs I've ever gotten being solo now. I'm playing the shows I love. I get to make money doing the thing I love still. And there's still lots of dreams and goals to come, and I just think I'm going to really smash it out still.
So. I think that is such a good attitude, Trent, and I follow you on social media, and, you know, it's a little weird us still and Where Are They Now, because I know where you are now.
Like, yeah, we follow you quite closely.
No one gigs harder than you, man, and you just work. You just do those gigs, and it's obvious in watching, you know, you do what you do that you just bloody love it.
Yeah, look, that's the goal, and the originals will come. Like, I've got originals out on Spotify and Apple Music, you know, on the streaming platforms. But, you know, if one takes off, that's just a bonus. But, look, I'm making a living. I'm singing, baby.
And you said you're doing all the gigs that you love and you've aspired to do. And I know you're talking about My Wedding, which you're performing.
How did I know you were going to drop that? How did I know?
It's obviously what he's been working towards.
To drop that.
I saw it coming.
God, that's got to be a low point of the career. From the collective to Gabby's wedding. Hey, you were such a huge part of, I think, the success of The X Factor and the collective. Yeah. I think we'll all sort of remember that if you're watching that show at the time. Oh, it was just so huge. Trent Bell, who has gone on to just pave his own path. Thank you so much for your time, man.
No, thanks for having me.
Alpha Bucks is back tomorrow, Wednesday. No, that's today. Today is
Thursday.
Wednesday. Thursday, the 2th of June, the 2nd of June. And we have $1,000 cash on the line, Gaps.
Hopefully you do better with your words than that with Alpha Bucks.
I don't. You work with me. You know I don't.
Your answer to get you closer to that grand is coral. I don't know if we're talking about the sea creature or we're talking about the colour.
Yeah.
Could be either.
Your nan's best friend.
Coral.
I'd like you to meet Coral. Coral is your free answer for Alpha Bucks for the Thursday morning game playing after 8 on Hit. The Hit Breakfast Show.